Rent collection. Rent collection can be an easy thing or a very challenging thing, depending on the precedent you set with your residents. In the buildings my company manages, we go by the letter of the law and make no exceptions for residents who don't pay their rent on time. In this business, you have to be tough. You'll hear every story, and although I feel for some of the people telling them, I also feel for the people who pay their rent on time. A property management company will operate just as I do, with no gray area when it comes to collecting rent. It is easy when you are managing this aspect on your own to cut people slack and be lenient. Don't do it. Our policy is to never allow partial payments, we do not waive any late fees, and we do not accept any checks from anyone who pays late more than one time. After that, we accept only money orders. Never, ever waive late fees or non-sufficient funds fees. In some cases, those are the only motivators you have for residents to pay on time. Remove this, and you are asking for trouble. Realize that with every exception you make, you are setting precedents. If for any reason you ever need to evict a resident for non-payment of rent, your previous gestures of kindness may harm your case. Establish your collection policy in accordance with your state laws and stick with it, no matter what. Paying the bills. When you own rental property, you may think you are in the accounting business. There are lots of accounting duties associated with property management. Property managers are responsible not only for collecting and depositing rent into the bank account, they also are responsible for paying all the bills on time. Every expense line item in the operating budget will have bills attached to it. Property managers you hire will take care of all the monthly bills, as well as all the other bills that occur less frequently. At the end of each month, your property manager, or you, should complete an analysis of the income and expenses and compare it to the budget. Do it monthly, and you'll stay on top of your business. Managing the budget. Along with collecting the rent and paying the bills, it is the property manager's job to manage the property's operating budget. That means that all expenses as well as the rental income need to be posted and compared to the operating budget. If they come in lower, great. If they come in higher, then you'll want to know why. There are many property management software packages that help you manage the operating budget, and most of them work this way. When you enter the bills into the system for payment, you code them to the correct account in your chart of accounts. Each account has a monthly allocation, and when the bill is entered, the software simply deducts the invoice amount from the budget, leaving you with a balance. In a way, it's as if each account in the overall budget has its own checkbook register. This way, you can manage each individual account instead of just the bottom line. Life is not perfect, and there will be times that you must overspend in an account, or you'll learn the hard way that you did not allocate enough in your budget to operate efficiently. In either case, many software programs will help you analyze how far over or under the budget you are for each account. This is called a variance analysis, and I do them monthly. Variance analysis reports help you see just how to adjust your spending so your bottom line stays on budget. It is also a good learning tool for future budgets you will do. Your budgets will get increasingly accurate the more you do.